approaching difficulty. Depending on how you come to be using this particular recording, there are three things to bear in mind. Firstly, this practice is best approached in a relaxed and settled state, and it may be a good idea to complete a body scan or breathing practice immediately before beginning. Secondly, if you're still developing a mindfulness routine, this practice illustrates a powerful application of mindfulness, but you should perhaps ensure that you're well grounded in breathing and body scan practices before using it regularly. Otherwise, you may come to associate mindfulness practice with some kind of struggle and be put off by this. Thirdly, and most important, if you're dealing with a serious problem, and particularly if you have a clinical diagnosis of some kind, you should not resort to this practice without prior support and advice from an appropriate practitioner. And so, coming to sit. Sitting in a purposeful posture, upright, but not to attention. Allowing the shoulders and the upper back to soften. Being aware of the feet firmly planted on the floor, the resistance of the floor to the soles of the feet. Resting the hands on the knees or in the lap, somewhere that they can rest without effort or attention. Then lowering your gaze or closing your eyes altogether. And shifting attention to the breath. Not so much how am I breathing, but just attending to the sensations that tell you, wherever they are, about each breath coming in and going out. Just taking a little time to zero in on where those sensations are most obvious, easiest to follow. And so following a few breaths, allowing the body to settle into its natural rhythm. On each in-breath, perhaps noticing where there's any tension or discomfort or agitation. And on each out-breath, just allowing that to soften or subside. No effort, not trying to change anything, but just noticing as the body settles into a rhythm of breathing, how each place that we notice tension or discomfort can gradually become more settled, more at ease. Breathing in and breathing out. And as the mind is distracted, attention drawn to sounds or sensations, thoughts or memories, just noticing as usual that this has happened, being pleased to have noticed, just relaxing, releasing the distraction and bringing attention back to the breath. And doing that each and every time that you're aware of having become caught up in some distraction. And now, when a thought or a sensation arises, releasing that focus on the breath and just allowing whatever has arisen to persist. Just being aware of what it is. Remaining relaxed and settled. And if this is an awareness of something unpleasant or difficult, just observing where in the body this produces sensations. Where is that negative response actually felt? And shifting your attention to that part of the body and allowing yourself with curiosity to explore just what that feels like. Being open to the sensation. Allowing it to be without fighting it or wanting it to dissipate. If a negative experience doesn't arise naturally, perhaps just bringing to mind a memory of something or an anticipation of something that has given you a problem in the past. Nothing too serious, just something that brings that negative feeling with it. And allowing that to be. And again, what is that dislike or difficulty? Where in the body is it felt? And what character does that sensation have? Being curious, allowing it to be, opening to it. And you may find, without trying or wanting anything to change, that the sensation fades, or that it's replaced, almost because of your awareness, by another sensation somewhere else. So just shifting your attention, if that happens, to where the new sensation is. And if this seems to fade altogether, then you might want to return to the thought or the anticipation that brought with it the unpleasant sensation, the same one or something new. And again, just being aware and accepting whatever physical sensation this brings, and then focusing your attention wherever in the body that is. Perhaps saying to yourself, it's okay. It's okay to feel this way, to feel this response in the body. If it becomes too difficult, too unpleasant, this isn't an invitation to wrestle or fight with something that's too unpleasant. So it's always okay just to take attention back to the breath, back to the sensations of the breathing, and simply spend time again observing those, coming in and going out, one breath at a time. And allowing the body to settle and relax on each out-breath. And after a while, you may want to return again as an explorer to the thought or the memory or the challenge that brings with it that negative feeling. And again, examine just the physical sensation, the body's response to the difficulty, to spend time as an observer, allowing the body to be just that way. Noticing and following any change as you spend time with the reaction. Moving from one sensation to the other if they change or fade. And again, if any of this becomes too difficult, too unpleasant, no obligation to stay with it, just returning to the breath. So finding your own way, bringing things to mind, or allowing things to arise naturally. Observing and accepting the body's response, returning to the support of the breath if this is too difficult. Just spending a little time now, however this is working out for you. So returning now to awareness of breathing, gently focusing all attention on the sensations of the breath, wherever these are felt, and following the in-breath and the out-breath. Settling and resting in the breath, feeling the body in a natural state that it will always return to when we aren't troubling it with ideas or anticipation. Then taking that awareness of the breath and allowing it to expand into awareness of the rest of the body. The feet, the hands, the top of the scalp, finding your edges, the tips of the elbows. Feeling your feet on the floor and your weight supported by the seat, and then expanding awareness further into the room around you, feeling the temperature, hearing the sounds close at hand or far away, and finally just raising your gaze or opening your eyes and bringing this practice to a close.